This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of questions to the Fed chair, Mr. Powell was asked at one point this morning whether he and his colleagues were actually going to make an announcement that there had been a soft landing in this economy. No, was the short answer from Powell. But on the way to that glide path, the Fed has been and is going to be looking real hard at the labor market. The February unemployment report comes out on Friday. JOLTS was this morning. That is, of course, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. Turns out the openings number didn't really move much, but people leaving their jobs to find new ones, that number is now below where it was in the before times. Before, if you remember this, the Great Resignation. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman spent his day talking to people about what the labor market might be trying to tell us.
We started to see a slowdown in the middle of last year as post-pandemic hiring faded and higher interest rates started to bite. But then, in December and January, the economy added nearly 700,000 new jobs in just 2 months. Who knows why? Honestly, maybe the weather? But in any case, economists don't expect the trend to continue. Nick Bunker at Jobsite Indeed, which is a marketplace underwriter, says most of the evidence points to
a gradual cool down in the U.S. labor market.
Now, that doesn't mean it's getting frigid. Job postings are still higher than pre-pandemic, but
compared to, say, 2 years ago, employers are facing less competition when they're trying to hire workers, so there's fewer job opportunities right now and less wage growth.
Meanwhile, consumers are a bit more on edge these days.
We did see an uptick in the percentage saying that they were concerned about the job environment.
That's the Conference Board's Dana Peterson reflecting on the group's latest pulse taking of U.S. consumers.
That could reflect the fact that real incomes may not be rising as quickly, and so people are thinking to themselves, well, I definitely need to work. But then they're also hearing bad news about some big layoffs among a variety of companies.
The Conference Board also surveys company CEOs, and Peterson says their plans for employment shrinkage in the coming year are a bit worrying.
1 in 5 CEOs saying they're looking to shed workers. That's a warning signal, especially since most of last year they were holding on to workers. I think there's something in the air from CEOs that consumers may be picking up on.
So far, though, layoffs aren't a big concern, says Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union.
Unemployment claims are still really low, and even long-term claims aren't very high. So what's happening? How can all these people be getting laid off, and yet all these other numbers look just fine?
The answer, he says, they're getting new jobs pretty quickly. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.